Welcome back to Building the Bakken. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, Energy Communities, we talk with Sean Kessel, City Administrator for the City of Dickinson.
Hey, let's start with just kind of a maybe an update. I know in the email I sent you, I just kind of a state of Dickinson, you know, the annual State of the Union, so to speak. So where's Dickinson at today as we see it?
You know, Dickinson today is a slightly different place than it was a year ago. If we use that as our comparison or our measuring stick, it is a slower pace. Our economic activity has slowed. There's a lot of people within the city that are thankful for that. There are others that are not. And so we are adjusting to a new normal. And that adjustment is being felt by our residences in town, our apartment dwellings, our retail establishments, restaurants, bars, all of those types of things. You know, we dealt with 1% unemployment for many years in a row. So you go from a high wage environment with lots of turnover. People had the ability to move between jobs on a whim and oftentimes make more money every time they did that. Today, our unemployment is higher. Wages are a little bit lower. And it's not quite as easy to just jump like they once did. So there's a lot of the other thing that we've noticed is our manufacturing base has really been able to take advantage of the workforce that has been laid off in some circumstances. Those people who were working in the oil fields who did lose their jobs have been able to, if they're so inclined, apply for other positions in town in our manufacturing environment. We have three or four major manufacturers that distribute products in what I'll call a super region or nationally, and they're all expanding, and they're really taking advantage of that that workforce that they found so difficult to find a year ago. They're now there, and they don't have to contract out services. They don't have to purchase buildings and a workforce in another community. They're finding that in Dickinson again. So in a lot of ways, even though there's some lower economic activity overall, it's a new environment, and it's not necessarily a bad environment.
Two things popped up. One is the fact that Dickinson, Minot, and Williston has been seeing some record births there, which would tell me what you're saying is accurate. And then also, going with the major manufacturing, I am doing a story on Steffes for a international publication about their water heaters being used in PMJ, the largest grid operator in the world. And they've got their water heaters displayed in their lobby in Philadelphia. So just kind of a two-part question. One, your reaction on Dickinson having record births and kind of validating what you're saying, but also Steffes' role in Dickinson right now.
What we're finding is that our investments that we've been making in quality of life have really paid off in people making a decision to stick around. They certainly have the mobility to go wherever they choose in today's world, and they could go wherever the job market is hot. But there are a great many that are choosing to stay in Dickinson. Evidence to that fact is the high birth rate that we continue to have. The school is building a brand new middle school. The iron is up. They hope to be open and functional with that facility in 2017. So we're excited about that. It means, at least for us, we believe it means that we're on the right path. You know, we've received numerous awards over the last 3 or 4 years, and the one that I'm the most proud of is getting the Best City Award from Livability.com, the best small city in 2013. And to me, that says a lot about our ability to adapt to a very, very dynamic environment, to hold a high standard that we are now being able to take advantage of, like I say, because residents and or people are selecting our community as a great place to live and work. And evidence of that fact as well is the manufacturing environment that we have. And Steffes is a local manufacturer that distributes product in the super region, I'll call it. They have many, many states reaching all the way down to Texas, to the south, and they go east and west as well. Very dynamic company, a company that has products, a product line that goes well beyond the oil field, goes to major manufacturers like Arctic Cat and so on and so forth. And so their line, or Paul Steff, excuse me, is the gentleman who kind of founded that organization, and he's just a real out-of-the-box thinker, a real intelligent guy who has put his intellect to work on solving problems and trying to make life better through the inventions that they produce and then market, including, you know, water heaters that use off-peak power to keep water warm in an environment that lowers everybody's cost. And it's catching on. They've been using these in Canada to a great degree, and it's now starting to catch on in the United States as well. So we're excited about that. We have another manufacturer in town who's probably going to add on to their building here in 2016. We're excited about that as well. So it proves that our economy is dynamic. It proves that it can withstand that we're not just a one-trick pony, so to speak, and that Dickinson will be healthy, and we're certainly still hoping for some change in the, some balance, I'll call it, in the oil field. That seems like a spigot that turns on and turns off, and what we'd like to see is steady flow. And there's so many factors that go into oil price that we don't have enough time to solve that problem today. But we do believe that we'll see an increase in oil prices, probably not for, you know, 9 to 15 months. But when that comes back, we'll have infrastructure in place to a greater degree to deal with it than we did the first time around.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sean Kessel, City Administrator for the City of Dickinson, or to listen to other energy community features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving, and my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play, and our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?